For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's Cybercrime News. SpaceX is cracking down on unauthorized users accessing its Starlink high-speed internet service, particularly from countries where it hasn't been officially authorized, after a recent investigation by the Wall Street Journal exposed a growing black market for the company's satellite kits. Customers in Sudan, Zimbabwe, and South Africa have been warned that their services will be terminated by the end of the month, coinciding with revelations from the journal that users, including Russian military units and militias, are bypassing local regulations. A hacker group claims to have breached Argentina's driver's license database, offering the images for sale at $3,000 each. Atlas News reports that the breach has affected an estimated 5.7 million licenses, including those of high-profile figures like President Javier Milei, Minister of Security Patricia Bullrich, Minister of Defense Luis Petri, and various other public officials. This breach follows previous leaks from Argentina's National Registry of Persons, which have been credited to the same hacker group. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission is grappling with a cyber incident after a ransomware gang claimed that it had stolen sensitive data, prompting the organization to resort to temporary email measures for communication. The breach poses significant challenges for the 80-year-old commission, which the record reports is responsible for coordinating conservation efforts and law enforcement initiatives along the East Coast. The commission's website hosts a trove of fisheries management data and an archive of documents related to the body's work. A hacktivist group called Cyber Army of Russia, which is associated with Russia's military intelligence unit, Sandworm, has claimed responsibility for targeting hydroelectric dams in France and water utilities in the US and Poland, signaling a concerning escalation in digital attacks on critical infrastructure. Wired reports that the group's actions, which involve flipping switches and altering software settings in an apparent attempt to sabotage critical infrastructure, pose serious threats to the integrity and security of essential services. United Health Group has estimated that the recent cyber attack on its Change Healthcare unit costed it $872 million in the first quarter, and that total costs will reach $1.35 to $1.6 billion this year. Forbes reports that the attack, which targeted the largest billing and payment system in the U.S., has left thousands of medical practices financially strained, with 80% of physicians answering a recent American Medical Association survey reporting that they had lost revenue from unpaid claims. And finally, Cisco's Talos security team has warned about a widespread campaign targeting networks worldwide with millions of login attempts, utilizing generic and valid usernames to gain unauthorized access to VPN, SSH, and web application accounts. The indiscriminate and opportunistic nature of the attacks, coupled with the utilization of anonymizing tools like Tor exit nodes, poses significant challenges for organizations in safeguarding their digital assets against cyber threats. According to Ars Technica, Cisco's warning included over 2,000 usernames and almost 100 passwords, as well as 4,000 IP addresses sending the login traffic. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The daily news is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.